What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Brah, brah, brah. I'm here with my Let's brother, go. Brad, man. What's up, my friend?
How you doing, baby?
Hey, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about challenge. You know, one of the most common questions that we get is, hey, is E2M a challenge? So I got a quote from Morgan Freeman, the GOAT.
Yeah,
the GOAT, all right? Challenge, it's very simple and sweet. Challenge is the only path that leads to growth.
Let's do it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles.
Hey, man, eat some for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it be. Y'all see me, sun out, guns out, baby.
Well, lucky for you, Dwayne, you live a little bit south of the border of New York State, PA line. Up here, we're trying to break the 40 mark, so I got the hoodie on. I got the hoodie on this morning.
Right, we got a great contrast going on right there, man. I love it, man. Yo, so we always like to start the show, man, by reading a comment from in the YouTube section, YouTube area. I got to shout out to people on the podcast side. We love y'all too, man. Y'all just can't see our pretty face, so that's just a disadvantage. So make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe. So this one is from SK, I'd like Skyland, SK Land Law. And I love this one. It says, I've been loving this podcast. Just wanted to say, when Brad comes to Alaska, please come to Anchorage area, not the Juni area, for your half marathon. Keep doing what you're doing, guys. These are great. I've been sending them to family members and friends. Thank you
for
sending us that comment, and we will make sure Brad comes to the Anchorage area.
We are going to Anchorage.
I might go, but I ain't running nothing.
We better get our hoods on, our jackets and our hats on.
Bro, listen, I can't wear this in Anchorage. I'm pretty sure of that. Good deal, man. So, but listen, brother, we started this show, man, with a quote from the GOAT, man. And kind of like last week, man, Morgan Freeman, hands down, one of the best actors ever in the game. You know, the running joke on the internet is like he's been an old man for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know what the crazy thing is, Dwayne, is he didn't really land a big time acting gig until he was, I think, what, 40 years old or something crazy like that. So I'm not saying 40's old, but he wasn't young when he started acting, you know?
Right.
That's crazy.
No, that is crazy, man. So let's get that quote again, man, because we're going to talk about this challenge thing.
Yeah, we're talking about challenge. So challenge is the only path to success. You know, it's very short and sweet, but there's, you know, it hits deep because. And I'm gonna do this first, okay? Disclaimer on this podcast.
Do it.
If you're somebody that likes to put your life on cruise control, boom, hit that exit button. If you're somebody that wants to stay where you're at today, and that's fine. I want you to click out
before you go. Like, subscribe, comment. There you go.
And then you can go. But you know, it's easy to get caught up with where we're at and not realize that there is more to be had in this world. And the reason that I have this topic today is because each and every round, okay, so E2M, the first day is today. So when this drops live, it's day one. It's day one. So this is going to be an important podcast for those that are new G's and those that are just trying to find their way again. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as always, as we creep up on all these 8-week challenges, I always, the girls, always, I'm sure you do, Dwayne, you receive messages, emails, you know, Facebook messages. Hey, is this program challenging? Okay. Now, let me tell you something. The word challenge, okay, it's meant to be hard, okay? There's a reason we call this an 8-week challenge, okay? Mm-hmm. What it does is it establishes the necessary resources, skills, discipline, all these things that are going to it's going to challenge you mentally and physically, okay? Mm-hmm. I can almost guarantee if this is your first round, this will challenge you just as much mentally as it will physically. And as a matter of fact, probably more mentally than physically, right? I mean,
right.
Maybe it depends on where you are physically, but one way or another, it is 100% going to be a challenge. But here's the cool thing, Dwayne. You challenge yourself intentionally today. So down the road, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, when you don't have the physical and mental capacity to fight like you can fight today, you don't have to, because you're preparing for those moments in this moment.
I love that, man. I love that. And you know, the interesting thing about that, man, you know, that challenge and you know, we talked about it before, man, it never ends. Like, you know, even, you know, after for those that are finished their first 8 weeks, you know, it don't stop. You don't say, you know, I made a post a long time ago, like, I wish fitness had a sustain pedal. You know, you get hit that pedal and just sustain and ain't got to worry about it, ain't got to work out. That's not how it works, man. You got to continue to challenge yourself, continue to push yourself. And kind of going back and speaking to those folks that like to be on cruise control, a lot of times they like it because of the comfort, but they don't like where they are. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They talk about it, but that's kind of where it ends. It don't go any further than that.
Yeah. And so you talk about comfort. So whenever we embark on a mental or physical challenge, what happens a lot of times, instead of auto-correcting how we take action, what we do is we turn to feeling. And feeling, a lot of times, feeling brings us to comfort, right? Think about this. Okay. So you get into your truck, your spouse got into your truck and they drove it the night before, right? Your seat's not properly adjusted. So, hey, you go to your feelings. All right, boom. I hit the adjustment. I get it back to my adjustment. The house is a little cold. What do? You turn to your feelings. I'm cold. Okay, what do? You go adjust. You auto-correct. But what happens is a lot of times when we're into like a fitness challenge like this, or you know, if you're reading a book for the first time or something along those lines, what happens is we cave into that internal discomfort. Okay. We turn in because we give into that internal discomfort instead of just saying, you know, find a way, right? Find a way. Just do one more day, one more step, one more rep, or whatever it may be. So we do the autocorrect thing with all these external things, but we rarely do it internally. And a lot of times what happens is the reason that we do it externally is because we have that immediate product. Okay. I'm cold. I turn it up. I'm warm. My seat's not adjusted. I move it up. I'm adjusted. Okay. But what I do is I want to lose weight. All right. I turn it up. I do the adjustment. I don't see anything. Nope. Right. And that's fitness. Okay. And so that's a job that we need to start taking a little bit more seriously, and we need to start auto correcting or adjusting internally. Yep.
I like that. No. And that's spot on, man. Cause I think about, you know, a lot of people don't make it past the feeling, you know, they say I'm cold and they continue to shiver, you know?
Yes.
Or they get in the car and I do this when it comes to my wife's car. Cause you know, I ride scrunched up because I ain't gonna be in there long, you know. That's beside the point. But no, so a lot of people don't take that next step, man. And then, like you said, when you do take the step and you don't see the results that you think you need to see overnight, you know, it causes you to feel like, you know, either this ain't working, it's a failure, things like that, man. And the crazy cool thing about E2M, you know, is we can show you rapid results in 8 weeks, because if we couldn't, we wouldn't be where we are today. And that's the thing, is we're proud of what we do as far as what we can do when it comes to transforming your body in 8 weeks. So if you are a new person watching this video, don't worry, don't fret. I promise you, if you do this program in 8 weeks, you will be different. And before I pass it over, man, it also remind me of a video on Instagram. That's where my motivation come from, man, the Instagram videos. But a guy was talking about, you know, you go to the gym, you work out, you come home. What's changed? Nothing. You go to the gym, you don't see nothing. You know, you look in the mirror. And that's the weird thing about it, man. But it's when somebody else sees you, it's like, oh, you've been working out. You know, these, right. You know, then you start to notice it. But it's just amazing how that works when it comes to fitness. I mean, just with everything, man. When we challenge ourselves, when we make strides to do something better or get better at something, we don't always see immediate gratification, man. Yeah. That's where the maturity comes in.
Yeah. And that's tough because we are a society that lives and thrives off of that immediate gratification, right? So, you know, we want the prize. We want the prize and we want it right now. We're like that little girl on Willy Wonka. Daddy, I want it now. All right. That's what we are as a society. And that's a shift that we have to make intentionally and within. I'm going to talk about these three principles that I live by. I call them the DEP principles, DEP principles. All right. So the three principles are broken down into discipline, environment, and patience. Okay. Discipline, environment, and patience. So you're talking about, you don't get immediate results. You can't be that. What's her name? Veronica or something like that on Willy Wonka. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Like Veronica or something. All right. But you can't just throw a fit and say, you know what? I tried for a week and I didn't get what I want. No, you can't throw a fit. You have to stay disciplined. You need to come back and fight for another day. You need to come back and fight for what's yours. All right. This is your life. This is your, all right, Dwayne, I'm going to get pumped up, man. You know, if you're an E2M client, you know, this is the content that I bring on a daily basis in our workouts, but I try to keep it even keeled, you know, for the average viewer. But, you know, so you can't throw in the towel on what's yours. And we were all born and destined to do great things in life. And what happens is somewhere along the way, someone tells us, hey, you can, or you're not worthy or something along those lines. And then we give up and we give in. All right. We got to stay disciplined. We got to stay disciplined. Man, I hear the cheers. I hear the clap. I hear it all, baby. All right. But we have to stay disciplined, man.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, and you know, I said right from the beginning, today you have the strength. Okay. Whether you believe that or not, today you have the strength. In 20 years, you may not. In 30, 40 years, you may not. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got to fight today and you got to stay disciplined. All right. Principle number two. Hey, do you want to say anything on that discipline, boy?
Nah, man, you got it. You all got right. it.
Hey, environment. Okay. Yeah, what is environment? I'm not talking about my basement. Okay. I love my basement. I love it. Okay. I'm talking about the people in your life. I'm talking about the people that you intentionally hang out with, the people that you are surrounded with. We need coaches, not cheerleaders. We need coaches, not cheerleaders. All right. We love a cheerleader because at any time, if I'm discomforted, If I'm not feeling well, if I have a little pain, or if I'm tired, I reach out to somebody. Hey, I'm tired. And what do? Hey, it's okay, Billy. You'll be all right. Let's fight another day, but let's wait until tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow ain't coming. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow ain't coming. It's today. All right. It's all about today. Just think about this. All right. So you and your wife get in a fight, right? You and your wife get in a fight. Who do you call? You call your best friend. Say, hey, you know, my wife's not been, she's not been up to par. You call your best friend. Why? Comfort. Yep. Okay. They're there to cheerlead you instead of maybe calling your parents that have been married for 50 years, your grandparents that have been married for 70 years. Maybe your spouse's best friend. Hey, maybe it's me. Maybe it's what do I need to fix? Environment. We need coaches, not cheerleaders. We don't need somebody that's going to hold our hand. We need somebody that's going to push us, because if somebody's holding my hand, they're holding me back. And I'm not going to be held back. Hey. I want to be shoved, baby. I want to be shoved. You know, hey, all right. We need to be confronted, and coaches confront us. Okay. Yep. Cheerleaders don't, at all costs. It doesn't matter if you're thriving or you're just surviving. Your cheerleaders are going to be in your corner saying, hey, it's okay. Let's have a pizza party. Okay. And that's not how things are done. That's not how you get to the pinnacle of your journey. Okay. And then that three, all right. DEP, patience. And we've heard of this word. We've heard of this word. You put your work in today. You put the investments in today, not for today. You go back to that quote that you just said, I go to the work and today I grinded it out. I worked harder today than I ever have in my entire life. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to look in the mirror. Deflation. I don't see any progress. I don't see any results. So what do you do? I got to go back, because I know that each and every day is one small building block to build me my personal pyramid. Okay, man. Hey, you ever heard the quote? You ever heard this? Usain Bolt. I worked 4 years for 9 seconds.
Yeah,
we've
man.
All heard that. We've yeah, all man. Heard that. 4 years for 9 seconds. And, you know, being in the fitness industry, it is so extremely frustrating, right, to hear somebody complain about working really extremely hard for 7 days and I didn't get where I wanted to be. That is so extremely difficult to hear, because what's 7 days when you just spent the last 30 indulging in donuts on Friday, not exercising 5 days out of the week? What's 7 days? That's a fraction, Dwayne.
Very, very,
can we
very.
Get, can we get an image of this? Bah! Screenshot that. Man. Sorry, I didn't mean to take the mic and run, but I had to. Yeah.
It's spot on, man. All 3 points hit. All 3 points, man. The discipline, the environment, the patience, all 3 points hit, man. And that, and all of those, I mean, those are things you have to consider when you're talking about progressing in your career and fitness or whatever. You know, you have to do a self inventory, you know, you have to like pull yourself aside, you know, am I disciplined enough? You know, what's my environment? Do I have, I like the cheerleader versus coach. Do I have cheerleaders in my corner, or do I have coaches, you know, that's going to push me, man? That I really like that one. And then, you know, the patient aspect is a kicker too, man. And what I love about all three of those is they work together. You know, you put it all together and it leads you to the road to success. And just like the last one, you're not going to see it next week. You can't watch this podcast or watch this program and then I'm gonna implement it. Like you mentioned, 7 days, I'm gonna implement it.
Yep.
But you have to remember that last P, man.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So you talk about patience and what happens, and I'm gonna touch on this in all of my lives. So if you're an E2M client for the first time, you will hear some of this content, right? So, you know, when you sign up for something like this 8-week challenge and you have these huge aspirations, these massive, massive dreams that you want to accomplish, right? You have these accolades that you want to achieve. You're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get there. Not today, probably not tomorrow, probably not Saturday, probably not 2 weeks from now, but you are going to get there.
Right.
Okay. What you have to do is when we sign up for an 8-week challenge, we have something called momentum. Okay. It's a natural momentum. Okay. We have enthusiasm. We have all this excitement in the world because sitting from our couch, I click the register button. These are all the things I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen is week one's going to hit. You're going to get knocked down to your knees. Okay. Be patient. Get back up to your feet. You don't have to make a massive stride today. You just got to get a fraction better. Boom. Screenshot again. Bam. You just have to get this much better.
Yeah, man.
Okay. And remind yourself, don't throw in the towel in week one. Mm-hmm. Don't throw in the towel in week two. Don't throw in the towel in week three, because week four, magic starts to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. People, the one of the number one Googled things right now, how do I develop discipline? How do I develop mental toughness? I'm going to tell you the secret right now.
Listen
Tune up. In. Turn the volume up. Dial it in, baby. Okay? Discipline and mental toughness are both created by coming day after day after day after day after day. And that next day, oh man, I have extreme discomfort. I have a pounding headache. I don't want to get out of bed. This is hard. Do it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create discipline. That's how you create mental toughness. On those days that you absolutely, you hate to get out of bed, but you do it anyways, that's the day that you start to develop mental toughness and discipline. And then all of a sudden, it's a part of you. It's ingrained in who you are.
Facts. No, that's so real, man. You know, but most of you know, if you don't know, because you're new, I was a client first. And I remember that day one, baby. I remember being in my trash bag suit, sliding around, trying to do mountain climbers and push-ups and planks. And I remember thinking, like, did I make another mistake and pay for something? You know,
I've been there.
I remember me and my wife, man, we were all excited. We had our silver suits on. I had my little laptop connected to the TV.
Yeah.
We got up early, man, and Whit kicked our behind. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't quit because my wife is looking at me.
environment, right?
That's right, man.
Accountability.
That's right. But yeah. But I remember that day so well, like it was yesterday, man. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, just continuing to get up and press play every day, you know. And again, the 4 week thing is real. Like when I hit week four and I took pictures, I was like, whoa, this is actually working. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually see results, because prior to E2M, and I think I might have mentioned in the previous podcast, I apologize if you already heard. If you're new, this is brand new.
Say it again.
Prior to E2M, man, I would hit the gym every day, clanging and banging every day. But I was eating like Oscar the Grouch. Like I was eating trash, man. I mean, Cookie Monster / Oscar the Grouch. Like I was eating like trash, but I was clanging and banging every single day. I even kept a counter of how many days in a row I was going to the gym, thinking I was accomplishing something. But you know what I lack? I lack discipline in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I had the workout discipline. Yeah. I didn't have the discipline in the kitchen. And that was the difference, man. That and then environment, my wife being there, we doing it together. And then patience, man. Yeah. You know, getting up when you don't feel like it. You know, the mornings, some mornings I left her behind, but she came later. But get up when you don't feel like it. Stepping out, man. If you're in the program, hitting play, because it in the moment, it does not feel good, man. But I promise you, guarantee it, if you continue to do it when it hurts, you're gonna be at the end of a 8 week challenge, man, and you can be all smiles, and you can be wearing your tank top on live TV,
live television.
Dude, yeah, man.
It's funny that you bring that up, because obviously the hardest steps are always those initial steps, right? The ones that you it's just like pushing a car. What's the hardest part? It's just getting that momentum going.
Gotta get it
today,
going.
Yeah, today I had a 10-mile run. I'm training for a half marathon, so like physically, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I have goals, and my goals have shifted a little bit. So I'm training for a half marathon, and we talked about the 50x40 goal. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got to step up my running game. And, but this morning I had a 10-mile run, and dude, I was at mile two, and I'm like, I don't think I can make it another mile. Well, guess what? Miles 8, 9, and 10, I sprinted. I didn't just jog it out. I sprinted the last 3 miles, because once you go get that momentum, once you get the ball rolling, get that car moving, bada bing, bada boom, here I am.
Okay. Well, listen, I've never made it past the. I don't know if I'm gonna make it past two. So is that
what you got to get past the two, babe? that's where you're going wrong, Dwayne. That's why you don't love running. You haven't got past two.
I didn't know like another gear kicked in, man.
That's how it goes.
I cut the car off, man. I was like, all right, that's enough.
I hit another gear, and maybe that's where you're going wrong, Dwayne. You're not getting into that 2, 3, 4 mile, boy. And then, and, hey, man, that's where you're going wrong. Now I know why you don't like.
That is interesting, man. But no, that's real, man. Yeah. I mean, I can't speak on the aspect of running, because I think it's funny, because I do think the same thing. Like, man, like I don't think I can do this. You know, those thoughts come in your mind. I mean, even because I enjoy lifting weights, like that's fun to me. Like, and I enjoy the circus. That's like, to me, that's like recess for my body and my mind. And but even doing those things, there are times, you know, where it's like a squat press, like, man, I've done it for 30 seconds, man. I can put these things down, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I continue, you gotta continue to go. But that thought always comes up, man, no matter where you are in your journey. So for those that are new, you've listened to that thought long enough. Mm-hmm. Like Brad said, now it's time to keep going. Yeah. Now it's time to when that thought comes, you just push it out the way. And keep going and seeing what you can make happen.
Yeah. I'm gonna finish this up. I know we're wrapping up on time and all that, but we just had a conversation with my sister about accountability teams, right? So you and I have touched on this before, all right? And this goes out to all the new G's, okay? All the people that are joining for the first time. This is going out to that person that's hiding in the shadows. This is out to the person that has been with us for 10 rounds, okay? The Eddie Richardsons, the Rebecca R's, all the OG all-stars, right? Be your own accountability, okay? You can have the best accountability partner in the world, but if they try to reach you on the cell phone, you can put that cell phone, you can flip that cell phone right over, right? You can always hide from somebody else. Hold yourself accountable. We've talked about this. Now it's start to put it to application.
Yeah, man.
Put it to application, baby.
Yes, sir. No, that's a great way to end it right there. All right, let's get into this week's. All right, this week's Do You Know is on me, and kind of leaked it a little bit.
You did.
Coach Jeff did a live, and he was talking about, you know, how the prom king and all the people that was popular in high school don't look as good as they used to. Well, you're wrong, Coach. I was prom king at my high school, man. Class of 2000, Hopton High School, voted prom king. And I look better than I looked back then.
looking dog good, looking fresh.
Right, man, right. But, yeah, so interesting story about that. You know, very small high school. You know, I played all the sports. I didn't consider myself very popular, you know. And I actually was getting ready to leave the prom. Like, I was like, I'm ready for the after party, you know. I was like, okay, because, you know, this is close to the beach, man. Everybody go to the prom, they go to the beach. I was like, all right, man, I done did my two dances and, you know, my date. We took our picture. I'm about to be out of here, man. And all of a sudden, as I was dapping everybody up, my algebra teacher, Miss Bird, came up and was like, hey, where are you going? I was like, I gotta go, man. Like, she's like, they ain't announced the prom king. When I was like, oh, man, probably gonna be some white boy. I don't know. And she was like, really? You're not gonna stay to find out? I was like, I guess. I mean, if you want me to. And that kind of gave me the heads. I was like, she didn't want me to leave. And so I ended up winning class of 2000, Hopton High School prom king, man. So that's my did you know fact about myself, man.
You got to start bringing that crown around a little bit more then.
Bro, it looked like a drum. Like, my mom still got that joint. It's the big
thing. Yep.
And I had the sash. Like, she still got my sash and my crown, man. It's crazy.
We got to get you a proper crown with the spike boys on the top.
That's what I needed, man. I had the one that looked like I'm sitting on top of your head.
The drum set. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm going to have to find that picture and post it, man. It's in my yearbook, so I can take a picture of it, and I'm going to post that, man.
Post it all over.
So if you follow me on Instagram, Dwayne21, man, I'm going to drop that that prom king picture. I'll drop it when this episode drops, I'll drop the picture so you guys can see it, man. So, all right, B, anything in closing?
Hey, DEP, discipline, environment, patience.
We need to add another E so it could be deep. You know what I mean?
Like that. Exposure. Yeah. Exposure.
All right.
Exposed. Get out there.
That'll be the next episode, y'all. We'll add the other E. All right, y'all. Till next time, we are out of here. We'll be right back.